partnership between the state's education and public safety departments to support school safety. Oklahoma sues State Farm claiming deceptive insurance practices. And the city of Norman joins others in passing a moratorium on data centers within city limits. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, June 25, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. The Oklahoma Department of Education and Department of Public Safety are partnering to consolidate their school security efforts into one expanded program. Sabrina Thaler reports on an announcement state leaders made just yesterday.
For years, state education and public safety officials have worked in parallel to support school safety, manage threats, and prepare students and teachers for active shooter events. Now, the state superintendent and public safety commissioner announced that the two departments will pool their resources to bolster the Oklahoma School Safety Institute, a DPS division that directs prevention, response, and recovery efforts across the state. Public Safety Commissioner Tim Tipton says the partnership will help prepare more teachers and students for potential in-school violence.
We know public safety. We know security. We know response to emergencies. We'll take care of that side of the training. They'll take care of the professional educators that we want to support.
Tipton says his department wants to spread the word to school districts statewide that OSSI is their partner for school safety training. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond is suing State Farm over the company's handling of roof damage claims. The lawsuit alleges State Farm has used deceptive practices to sell and renew insurance policies. It also says the company has fraudulently denied or underpaid customer claims and that these practices are ongoing. Drummond filed the suit Wednesday, roughly 24 hours after the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't intervene in a Broken Arrow policyholder's similar suit against State Farm. As nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports, the new suit takes a broader approach than the existing one. In it, Drummond alleges State Farm's practices violate the Oklahoma Consumer Protection Act and state racketeering laws. And the Norman City Council passed a moratorium on data centers this week. As KGOU's Hannah France reports, the city is not alone in doing so.
On Tuesday, the Norman City Council voted unanimously to enact a moratorium on the approval of permits for data centers within city limits. According to a staff report, the moratorium will allow for the city staff, council, and planning commission to study the impact the presence of a data center could have on the city. It will also allow for public participation through hearings on possible changes to zoning regulations regarding data centers. Mayor Steven Tyler Holman said the city is not aware of any proposals to build a data center in Norman.
This isn't an effort to block any specific business or proposal that's coming that I'm aware of. This is really just like other cities in the metro trying to get ahead of this situation.
Norman joins multiple cities across Oklahoma, including most recently Luther and Broken Arrow, to enact data center moratoriums. I'm Hannah France.
In addition to KGOU's AM and PM news briefs, we have podcasts that cover all sorts of topics. Find out more about all of our on-demand offerings at KGOU.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.